Penguin Audio presents The War for Late Night by Bill Carter. Read by Sean Kennan. Chapter 1. Comedy Tonight. By 8:30 on the evening of May 19, 2009, a stream of cabs and limos was snaking slowly down West 43rd Street, pulling up one by one to the doors of the venerable, somewhat shabby, town hall. The theater was a fabled Broadway district house, and everyone from Richard Strauss and Sergei Rachmaninoff to Louis Armstrong and Bob Dylan had played there long ago to sold-out audiences. The newly dark sky over Manhattan was clear, but the temperature cool for a mid-May evening, only 57 degrees. The arriving crowd didn't want to linger in the night air anyway, preferring to get inside as quickly as possible, if only to avoid the haranguing voices from members of the National Association of Broadcast Employees and Technicians, who were arrayed in force across the street in an effort to shame the management of their employer, NBC, into offering them a new contract. Most of the milling guests were specifically in the city on this night because it was the middle of Upfront Week, a long-standing television industry rite of spring during which the broadcast networks trot out their newly selected programs for the fall in hopes of luring cash commitments from advertisers. The gathering swarm outside the theater, arriving in packs of 5 and 6, was mostly under 35 and was much better dressed and significantly whiter than the average American population. If they barely paid attention to the noise of the demonstration, with a large inflated rat looming over the proceedings, it was because they had no vested interest in the protesters' cause. Largely, buyers from...